Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Good Thursday morning. It's O'Connor and Company here getting you started the right way, talking about the things you care most about. And sometimes, yes, that's not necessarily what the anchors on CNN or even Fox News think you care about. And I think that's why we bring some value to the table here. Joining us this morning is Amber Athey, part of our O'Connor and Company posse. Amber, thanks for being here.
It's good to be here. I love that term, posse.
Joining us right now is Megan Rafalski. Now, she is a mom out of Loudoun County. She is the head of the Education Task Force to Take Back Our Schools. And the website, we're going to tell you a couple of times so you can be a part of this movement in Northern Virginia. It's ninepillars.org, ninepillars.org. And Megan, thank you for being part of our conversation this morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, we saw that our friends over at Fox News at Brett Baer's show, which is D.C.-based as well, they featured you and your struggle with your husband to get an exemption for your son with regard to the mask mandate in Loudoun Public Schools. And at the time of the report, you were like, well, we got a new governor and he's giving parents choice, so there's hope. But then we saw those hopes dashed, didn't we, by the Loudoun County School Board?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I would say not just yet, right?
Okay.
I think those of us who fought hard to get Governor Youngkin elected to see a change in leadership, those of us who worked really hard have not fallen asleep, and we honestly were ready for this.
All right, so tell me what the next step is, because we had the school board voting in a closed session Tuesday night, 8-1, to push back on Governor Youngkin's executive order and continue the mask mandate. What now?
Well, I would just say to Dr. Ziegler and the Loudoun County School Board, I'm sure they'll be listening at some point, but they hid behind governor's orders and other commissioners and all that good stuff for 2 years, telling us that we had to keep our kids home, that it wasn't safe to go to school, and we needed to keep them behind a screen. And we were really able to see what was going on in schools. So for that, I'm thankful. But now we have a new governor, and he has spoken. And as someone has famously said, elections have consequences. And so they do. And now here we are with a brand new governor who's put in an executive order. And we have a new AG who is willing to fight for the parents who have not been heard for so very long. And so we will show up on Monday and we will follow the new governor's orders. And that is to unmask our children if we choose. Listen, this is the beauty of the country that we live in. Let's get back to our foundation. Let's talk about the freedom to choose. We are not saying that no one can go to school in a mask. We're saying simply that if you feel comfortable and more confident in your child's safety to go to school in a mask, then by all means, do that. That's why you're the parent. But if you're the parent of a different child and you feel like your child is struggling, as is mine, who is a young, healthy boy who is active and loves to run and play and laugh and see his friends laughing and see his teacher's face, he absolutely loves his teacher. His teacher is incredible. And we've loved our school, but we've been so heartbroken and disappointed by the division that has been caused by this whole thing. And so all we want is the right to choose for our children. And so that's what we're really excited about. So on Monday, myself, our son, and many others that I'm talking to across Loudoun County are so excited to be able to send their kids back to school with their shining smiles on and get back to some sort of normalcy for these poor children.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of looking at it. You know, we're going to follow the governor's order. The governor's order supersedes whatever Loudoun County School Board decides to vote on in their closed session. Can you talk a little bit more about some of the health struggles that your son has faced wearing the mask? Because we hear so often from people who want to keep the mask mandates that, you know, well, children are resilient. It's no big deal. They're used to it at this point. And I think that really just undermines the stories of parents like you who have seen their kids struggle firsthand with the mask mandates.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we were all in this at the beginning when we started hearing about the coronavirus and COVID-19 and how we needed to band together to save our neighbors. And I am all for it. I am like, unity and community is so important, but they have used that as a tool to sow a continued lie that if we don't have a mask on, we're not loving our neighbor. And that's just simply not true. If you actually do your own research and look into the science, and I'm not talking about using the engine of Google that wants you to see certain things, go and actually look at what doctors are saying. The masks are proven. And even the Rochelle Walensky came out and said, you know, if you're not wearing an N95, it's a cloth mask is not doing anything for you. So what this has done has, for my son, and I will not go into personal medical history details, and that kind of was alluded to on the Fox News bit, but I just want you to know he is a healthy child. What I have seen, there are, you know, we do have things, again, that I'm not going into for personal privacy. And but he has never in his life had consecutive days of headaches, dizziness. He almost blacked out at one point in school this year. We have it all documented. He is having nosebleeds now regularly. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that has changed in the last 2 years is the fact that he has been in a mask for 6+ hours a day. We've tried to comply up until this point. We're trying to be respectful, but his emotional health has deteriorated so much. The good Lord only blessed us with one child, and the social aspect of school is so important for our family. And so they need to be in school, and they need to be able to be kids and be able to talk at the lunch table and not be harassed when they're done chewing up their sandwich or whatever it is, to put their mask back on immediately, because that's now what's happening. And the hostile environment in our schools right now is reaching a complete and utter just fever pitch of they tout this, you know, anti-bullying and equity and inclusiveness. The teachers of Loudoun County, not all of them, we have some incredible teachers in Loudoun County, but some of them, I have been disgusted at the things that I have seen coming out of classrooms, coming from other teachers who work with these people that are being, they're talking about kids in code. They're talking about the kids who, oh, they know that so-and-so's not vaxxed or so-and-so keeps their mask down. They're talking about threatening them with grades. Our kids are petrified. So now they have a governor that is on their side and an attorney general, Meares, who's willing to fight this for us. And they are going to go to school on Monday with the backing of so many people in Loudoun County. And I encourage everyone to get involved. Like, go to ninepillars.org and see how you can help. Go to, there's another website out there. Oh, goodness, I'm totally blanking right now, but Maskless Monday, I believe. And they have given you step-by-step instructions on what you can do. Go to school on Monday with the governor's order in hand and a note, a personal note from a parent that says, I have the right to choose by Virginia code, and you cannot deny my child that right. You cannot deny me that right. And they will enter this building, of which I pay for with my tax dollars, without a mask on, but with a big old smile on their face, ready to learn and have fun.
That is the passionate voice of Megan Rafalski. She is the head of the Education Task Force to Take Back Our Schools. And you just heard the website. I'll give it to you again, ninepillars.org. That's with the number 9pillars.org, to get more information about what she's trying to lead there in Loudoun County on behalf of her child. And you just heard her passionately talk about her child as a mom who cares about her kid and all of her kid's peers. And again, I want to reiterate, the Loudoun County School Board, Tuesday night, by a vote of 8-1, said basically to Megan Rafalski and to all the other moms and dads who are trying to get their kids back in school with some normalcy and are on the side of the governor, the Loudoun County School Board said, tough luck, we don't care. And that was to support Scott Ziegler, Dr. Scott Ziegler, the superintendent of schools. You're right, this is going to reach a point of conflict here, a legal conflict, I should reiterate, the governor and the attorney general. And you will have a voice here, Megan. That's for sure. Thank you for joining us on this today.
I really appreciate it. And can I say one more quick thing?
Sure.
I was reading in Isaiah 35 this morning, and I encourage everyone out there, go read Isaiah 35. It is the hope of restoration. And that is what my family clings to, is hope in Jesus Christ and freedom for eternity. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Listen, you can always extend a segment by quoting scripture with us. Thank you, Megan.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.